So I was just saying that Goliath and Goliath, it's a comedy club, of course, Jason and Donovan, the owners, they were caught in one of these phishing scams on email. You know, these people that tell you that you must supply your banking details or whatever the case may be, and then the next thing, they steal money from your account. Well, they suffered a loss of $300,000, something like that, in one of these scams. We heard from their sister and manager, Kate. It's a bit of a heads up on how this happened. Hey, Kate.
A couple of weeks ago, we were hacked. We are not sure who it is from. Our service provider say that it is phishing and not their fault, but we believe that there could be something more going on. We've now started more investigations and are meeting with people who have reached out to us that in the same instance and the same things have happened to them. So we want to chat to them and just find out where, how, and what went on so that we have a clearer idea, so that we can keep warning the public and keep getting the public educated on this matter. And once we have further investigated, we will be back on the story.
So I think a good rule of thumb is that you should almost never supply your banking details and passwords and stuff, especially obviously, or anything like that, via email. They're so good sometimes. It looks like it's a letter from the bank.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those?
Mm-hmm.
It's on a banking letter and everything signed by the bank.
I let my opa so gevang.
En dan dink jy, jy dink dit is dis for real. As jy 'n e-pos van jou bank af kry wat vir jou sê luister, ons moet jou details check of jy weet what.
They even create the email addresses. Mm. So it doesn't, because sometimes you'll see a Gmail or something. No, it says so and so at this bank.
Bank dot, everything.
Yeah. You're like, what?
So they're 300,000 rand down.
En hulle moet oppas, want wat in my oupa se geval gebeur het, is dit hulle het hom eers uit bank en toe het hulle op verskeie ander rekeninge jag gemaak.
Yes.
So hy was vir omtrent 3 maande wou hy niks betaal, met niemand praat nie, want dit het letterlik van alle kante afgekom.
You know, it's tempting for me to say, you know, don't be that dumb. But, however, they are so sneaky and so clever and so convincing. Anyway, we'll keep tabs on that story.